Hey, you want that to go?
It's that time for some news takeouts on stories we're following. The economy and politics never truly fall far apart. That's true today. In his State of the Union address, President Obama said his administration has lost its connection with the American public. And he's trying to reestablish that connection with his second town hall in 6 days. The president is on his way to New Hampshire today. Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick, is he going to be talking about money?
Oh, money, money, money. And the subtext will be politics. Good morning, Celeste. The president goes up to Nashua, New Hampshire to tout his budget and also his job creation plans. One of the things that we know he's going to announce is a plan to take $30 billion from the bank bailout, the TARP program, and hand that over to small and community banks with the understanding that they will lend to small businesses. This is part of getting small businesses sparked and creating jobs. Of course, you can imagine that Democrats on the Hill love the idea of taking some of that big bank bailout money and giving it to the little guy, as it were. But Republicans, starting to hear the word slush fund thrown around on Capitol Hill, Celeste. They're starting to say, hey, if this TARP money is being paid back, let's start to pay down the deficit, not use it as the White House's slush fund to move the money elsewhere. So that's the reaction on the Hill for that.
Surely it's a coincidence that the president is traveling to New Hampshire, a state that happens to be so important in primaries.
Yes, the swing state of New Hampshire. Surely that's a coincidence. You know, if Massachusetts was sort of independent voter anger satellite in this special election we just saw for the Senate, you know, New Hampshire is really angry voter central, angry independent voter central. It's no accident. It's a major swing state, and there's a Senate race. There's a Senate seat that's up in 2010 that is an absolute toss-up. Nobody knows which way it's going to go, so that's exactly where the president's going to tout his job creation.
Thanks, Todd. Todd Zwillick is the Takeaway Washington correspondent.
Our next takeout considers the plight of Toyota. Their recall is supposedly going to cost them about $1 billion. That's pocket change for Toyota. And the fix for the accelerator pedals is about an hour and takes a little sliver of metal inserted behind the accelerator to actually fix. But what is the cost to the brand? Cindy Gallup joins us once again, former chairman of the ad agency BBH. She's a active advertising consultant these days. Good morning, Cindy.
Hi, good morning.
You know, we talked to a dealer yesterday, Cindy, who actually was a little bit candid about how Toyota owners were scratching their heads a little bit coming in, not really used to this kind of quality control problem with the Toyota. What do you think the long-term cost is here?
Well, it's interesting, John, because Toyota is in a very, very serious situation here indeed. The fact that people have died using your product because of a product defect is, obviously, the seriousness cannot be overstated.
Right.
Interestingly, Toyota does have an opportunity here to recover itself on two fronts. The first is that studies have proven that when people are disappointed in a brand or a company, and that disappointment is addressed very radically in the right kind of way, then actually their opinion of the brand or the company going forward can be higher than if there had been no problem at all.
So that's an opportunity. Bringing all these people in, it's a chance to get face time with their customers. They can really do something here.
Absolutely. And the second thing I was going to say was, interesting, it's an opportunity at a time when there's a huge amount of soul searching going on within Toyota, obviously, but there's also soul searching going on within all the other automotive brands. And what we're not seeing is very dramatic differences of behavior on the part of the competition at a time of difficulty for everybody. So right now, it's absolutely about what Toyota does to address this. And if the soul searching going on results in a very, very radical rethink of how the company operates and what it does, then that can still be an opportunity for them to regain people's confidence and trust.
We'll talk to you again if they actually come out with an ad campaign touting how well they handled the recall. We'll just have to see.
Okay, that would be a bad idea. This isn't about what Toyota said, it's about what Toyota does.
That's why we call on Cindy Gallup, advertising consultant, former chairman of the ad agency BBH. Thanks, Cindy.
And now on to sports and money. The place where sports and money intersect is the Super Bowl. Super Bowl ads cost millions of dollars. And in the past, it's always been really creative ads for Bud Light and Doritos and restaurants. But this year, something different. Louise Story's with us. She's from our partner, the New York Times. Louise, how much does a commercial cost this year?
Well, this year, you don't know for sure. They don't tell us. But this year, people are estimating that the Super Bowl ads are going for $2.4 million to $2.8 million. That would not be a record. After all, our economy is kind of down. The record's more like $3 million. But it's a lot of money. And the reason advertisers paid this much money on the Super Bowl is because it is the only event in the year where people actually glue themselves to their seats in the commercial breaks and say, I want to see these ads. I'm not fast-forwarding. I'm not going to the bathroom. And so it's really the biggest advertising event of the year. And this year, we're expecting to see ads from Coca-Cola, Taco Bell, Budweiser, and an unusual ad, which is anti-abortion.
Right. And in the past, other people have wanted to put political messages on, and the Super Bowl has always said, no, we refuse all of them. That's our policy, and that's kind of how they've tamped down controversy.
Right. So the networks have had policies against advocacy ads, and CBS is the network that has the Super Bowl this year. You know, it alternates between three networks, and they're allowing advocacy ads. And they're allowing one from a group called Focus on the Family, which is an...
James Dobson.
Right, an anti-abortion group. And they have a commercial they'll be showing that is expected to feature Tim Tebow, you know, the college football player, and his mother. And, you know, his mom has talked in the past about how she's glad she didn't have an abortion, even though some doctors had recommended it for her. Because, look, she got this son, Tim, who's a great person and great football player. So we don't know what the commercial will say, but it's unlikely to be the kind of funny, lighthearted ad, and it might spur a lot of debate.
I would imagine that it would, especially considering the fact that they declined to air an ad from a gay online dating service. Thanks. That's Louise Story. She's the Takeaway Finance contributor. Coming up, the president wants to completely overhaul the No Child Left Behind Act.
Instead of rewarding failure, we only reward success.
What does that mean for educators? What is success in the classroom? We're going to talk about that in a few minutes.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.